Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
One of the most important exercises we can do as Christians is to learn how to be occupied with Christ in our lives. And hopefully coming to church every week, coming to church twice a week, and Bible studies and so forth, those are times when we kind of refocus ourselves. We're busy all week. We're doing things. We got kids. We got businesses. We have all kinds of activities going on. And then you get these times like church and Bible studies, home fellowships, and you get to retune. You get to get your eyes back on the Lord and remind yourself that that's what's really important in life, and that's so important to do. Because in the Old Testament, there were many warnings in the Old Testament. I was surprised at how many times in the Old Testament God warned his people not to forget him. It doesn't mean that you would ask them, is there a God? Oh, I don't know, I forgot. Is there a God? They wouldn't say, it's not that kind of forgetting. It means that I'm so busy, I forgot to present myself to the Lord this week. I forgot to pray, forgot to read. I don't have time to go to church. I'm too busy. It's forgetting the Lord in that sense. And many, many times in the Old Testament, he tells them, don't forget me. One example is 8:19 of Deuteronomy. And there are many examples, but I just picked this one. Then it shall be if you by any means forget the Lord. If you forget him and follow other gods, which in those days images, you know, they would create images to be their other gods, and those images would represent something they wanted in life. Every image had something connected to it of something I wanted for my life. And I would go to that image and pray to that image and sacrifice to that image, thinking that somehow that image could get it for me. And so it was all about me. Idolatry is always all about me. And in the New Testament, of course, Paul says in Colossians 3:5, that covetousness or desire to have things is idolatry. Putting things ahead of God, making things in my life more important than God, is really idolatry in the New Testament. So here he says, don't forget me, don't chase after other gods, because you'll eventually end up serving them and worshiping them. Any god you follow, ultimately you'll serve that god and ultimately you'll worship that god. So I testify against you this day that you do that. So don't forget me. Please don't forget me. But continue to put me first in your life. The first thing to realize as believers is that there are armies of demons against us. It's not just battling against myself. I have armies of demons against me. They're highly organized, according to Ephesians. They're very organized, Ephesians 4:12, and very organized. They have a chain of command, and they have tasks that they're assigned, and they are organized to oppose us. They oppose all of mankind, as you know, and try to keep mankind from receiving Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4. They create religions. They create all kinds of things to get people distracted from the truth. And that's their job. But then for the believer, once the person becomes a Christian, then the armies of demons are in there to deceive, to somehow get us off track, to deceive us into thinking that something is right when it isn't. Then to distract us with being too busy or too occupied with other things. Then to disillusion us There's a lot of disillusioned Christians that don't think that the church or Christianity is all that it's supposed to be, that it doesn't really work for me. And they're disillusioned with their church life and with their walk with God. And then, of course, the ultimate is to detach them from God, from the body, from church, from their Bible, from prayer, from everything that has to do with God. Detach them and get them back into the world. This is what happened to Demas, 2 Timothy 4:10. Demas was a guy who was on the mission field. He served with Paul. They went from village to village. Demas saw a lot of amazing things. He saw people coming to Christ. He saw miracles. He saw all kinds of stuff going on. And yet he became deceived, distracted, disillusioned, and eventually detached from the mission field, from his walk with God. And it says that Demas loved this present world and went back to it. He missed the world. And he said he was right on the front lines with the Apostle Paul, and he was seeing some stuff. He was seeing Christianity in action. But he loved the world, and he went back to it. And so demons influence decisions like that, we're told, for Ephesians 2:2. They not only they influence those decisions, but they energize those decisions. They help us make those decisions. Any decision that's contrary to the will of God, they want to help you out. Nice of them, huh? They want to help. They want to help you out, and God allows us to be attacked by them. God allows us to be attacked by them, and that's amazing. Luke 22. You remember this? The Lord said to Peter, the apostle Peter, his disciple Peter. He said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. He's asked permission to put you through the sifter. And you know what? He could have said, nope, no permission granted, leave him alone. Which is what we would wish he would say all the time when they're going to attack us. Nope, leave them alone, don't touch them. But he didn't. He allowed the devil to get at us. He allowed the devil to get at Simon Peter. And he didn't. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Now, your faith can either take you through in victory. You walk by faith and you go through the trial, and the devil throws everything at you, including the kitchen sink. You go through it, and you're still on your feet. You're still in victory. Or you stumble and you fall, but by faith you get back up again. So either way, it's by faith. Either you're going to go through it victoriously by faith, or you're going to be knocked down, but you're going to get back up again. And that's going to be by faith. And you may get knocked down several times. Remember Proverbs 24, the righteous fall seven times. So you could be knocked down seven times, but you get back up again because your faith carries you through eventually. Either victoriously or in recovery, it's going to carry you through. But he didn't stop it. He didn't stop the trial. He didn't stop the attack against him. And in fact, he told Peter, he said, the devil has asked for you, and he's been granted permission. Obviously, between verse 31 and 32, permission had been granted. Now, so even if my faith fails, I still recover by faith. So Jesus said, I'm going to just pray for your faith. And I hope you get through it victoriously, but I sort of kind of know because I am God that you're going to fail. But then your faith will help you recover. So I'm praying for your faith. And by faith, what does a person do? They take their eyes off themselves and put it on the Lord. If you're walking by faith, you take your eyes off yourself. And put it on, unless you have faith in yourself, that's misplaced faith. But if you have faith, then your eyes are coming off of you, and they're going on the Lord, because he's the God of all grace, 1 Peter 5:5. Where else are you going to get help? Where else are you going to be strengthened? Where else are you going to be enlightened? Where else are you going to be encouraged? Where else are you going to receive anything? You can have faith in yourself, but that's a dead end. They used to call me Dead End Dan. had faith in myself all the time. But when you have faith in Christ, then you know you're tapping into the resource of grace. And grace covers a wide spectrum of supply and provision for my life. We recently mentioned in one of our classes, Joshua 6. And Joshua 6 is the story of Jericho. You know the story of Jericho. Just about every Sunday school kid knows the story of Jericho. And Jericho was a city that was well fortified, double walls. You had a wall, and then you had a second wall. So if you get over the first, if you were attacking the city, you get over the first wall, but then you got this space in between that and getting over the second wall, where you were basically, from the second wall, they would just shoot arrows down and you'd be finished. It was an impregnable city. It was very well fortified, not something that was easily taken down. But God's plan for the children of Israel to take the city had nothing to do with the walls. And it had everything to do with them walking by faith. And so Israel was told in this story to march around the wall 7 times, once each day for 7 days, and on the 7th day march around it 7 times. But in doing so, he said, put the Ark of the Covenant out in front of the people and put it out there so that they can all see it, and tell them to keep their eyes straight ahead on the Ark and don't look at the walls, just look at the Ark and keep walking straight ahead, marching forward, and just keep walking with God with your eyes on the Ark representing the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's an Old Testament picture where it says, don't be occupied with the walls. The walls are barriers that keep you from doing things. The walls might be your addictions. The walls might be your besetting sin. The walls could be your depression. It could be your whatever it is in your life that messes you up, the emotional baggage that some of us carry. The walls. Don't worry about the walls. Don't deal with the walls. Don't go after the walls. Just keep looking at Christ and march forward. And then keeping their eyes upon the Ark and not on the walls. And remember, on the walls were lots of the Canaanite soldiers who were mocking the children of Israel as they marched by, trying to get them to turn and look at the walls. And he said, don't look at the walls, just keep marching forward. And oh, by the way, keep your mouth shut while you're walking. Not one word. I want to hear one word, nobody talks. Nothing negative. But you know, many of them in that group of that's marching must have thought that this could not be the solution.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.